BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, Charlie Sloth is as random as ever on Real or No Real. An interesting idea for a school trip spotted in a local kebab shop. Jay and Max offer the wanted play a very wet innuendo bingo. Videos on the Radio 1 YouTube if you want to see it. And Chris tries to get free stuff by wearing a pass around his neck saying Scott Mills' is friend. Inspired by Rihanna and Cara Delorange.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Delavine. And Jay and Max off the wanted here. Hiya.
Hello, mate.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Good.
I haven't seen you for ages.
You look really well. Do we look slightly deteriorated?
You look like you've been pop stars for ages.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Withers. Is that a compliment?
No, I think it is. No, not withered. Just kind of like, you know, but there's certain confidence. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that way, but
do you remember we had a lovely Chinese together once?
We did at Mr. Chow's.
Back in the day.
Yeah,
back in
that.
The day. And now, and then, like, you conquered the world, and I like to think I had something to do with that.
Absolutely. Really, I was just thinking about that on the way here.
Yeah. So Turkey's listening, Mexico are on, Italy are listening, Philippines, most of America, Chile, Singapore, Venezuela, all waiting for Jay and Max to spit water over Chris on freeway innuendo bingo. This is going to be good. So, The Wanted Life, tell me all about it. I saw a little bit of it yesterday.
Oh, no.
You're really funny on it.
What do you...
It's like both of you. It's just a good show.
You know what I thought? I thought that I liked what I saw. I thought it was quite cool. But I thought Max has got a little bit of a reputation as being like a bad lad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But you can see how nice. He's really nice, isn't he?
Yeah. He actually sensitive, comes out of it very well.
And I just think it's not about time that you got a bit of friendliness from people. Ooh. Apart from us. I love you so much.
Yay. Oh,
I
love it.
Sorry.
This is that quite a moment.
It was
genuine as well, wasn't it?
I don't know how to, sorry.
It's good editing.
Yeah. But are you doing another series of that? What's happening? I mean, it's only just started here.
They're talking about it, aren't they? But we just need to wait and see what the viewing figures are first.
Is there a point where you're like, just turn the cameras off? Because is it constant?
It was mostly constant. The work, like the first week, was quite awkward because I was not very natural in front of the camera, and like it is really. You've seen a little of it, right?
Yeah.
And it is quite like genuinely real.
Yes.
But the odd time they first started trying to make us say stuff that they've not picked up properly. So I was like, before Nathan had his surgery, I was like, I wonder if he's ill. And they're like, can you say that again? And then I said it again, but it sounded really weird. I was like, are you ill? I hope not. And it sounded so rubbish.
Yeah.
So that in the end, they avoided that sort of.
That's
scripted,
good too. I think that's good.
We could. I'm certainly not a very good actor, so I couldn't do it very well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's it's on E Channel. It's The Wanted Life, and there's a little party to celebrate in London tonight. Are you going to come, Chris?
Am I invited?
Yes, you are.
Oh wow!
I'm inviting you. And
are you in charge of this event?
Not really. I'm just hosting it.
Is it your house?
I actually don't know whether I've got a plus one or not.
Is that
it's
your
good.
House?
You
get, you have.
It's
you've got a plus
house.
Five, actually.
Have I?
If you want five.
Right, that's actual Max said that from the band. So
verbal contract.
I mean, that's kind of in. And you get to watch the first episode as well.
Oh, cool.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, you've seen it already, right?
I have, yeah.
What was your like overall like review?
I think that it came, that you all come across quite well. Across also. No, because it's like literally you see them do everything. Jay is very funny on it as well, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're right, Max does come across as a... It's just a nice guy that he is.
Yay!
Oh, thanks.
That's true. Anyway, enough of that love. Let's go.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
What's going on? Are you discussing tactics?
Yeah, I just said...
How much you got to fill your mouth?
Yeah, you've got to fill your cheeks.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So, it's Max and Jay from The Wanted... Hashtag wanted bingo if you're using that on Twitter. Hashtag wanted bingo. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Fill your cheeks, lads. This could get messy, I think, which I like. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Over to Mark Chapman on Match of the Day this week. Mark Chapman on Match of the Day. And Charlie from Tewkesbury was pleased to hear how well these two players were getting along on the show.
It's one of the reasons they're causing problems for Japan. Fred and Neymar pulling off each other.
No hands. If it goes, it goes. Well held.
How do you...
That was very good. Max wanted to go, but didn't. Okay, next one. Water, please. Watch this on the Radio 1 website now, on your computer, on your phone, and let us know if you are. Streaming live. Mark off of Barnsley was listening to this nice Radio 4 documentary about Benjamin Britten. I'm sure as fellow musicians you will, you'll know how he feels.
1 year after it was built, Britten wrote to a friend, saying, I have a nice remote studio where I can bang away to my heart's content.
You be idiot.
Max has got him
covered. What? I was normal then. You ruined my face.
Yes, Max.
Why did I bother getting changed?
You're playing in your finger, did no one tell you?
I didn't know it was going to projectile.
Well, no.
That's that selfish.
Where I can bang away to my heart's content.
Let the record say that I didn't laugh. I was just shocked at your... There you go.
It's worth watching, this is. Get online now. Okay. More water, please. Over to Bargain Hunt now.
Pulling each other off was fantastic.
It was good, wasn't it?
Sorry.
Over to Bargain Hunt now. And this antiques expert never beats around the bush.
So I've got two absolutely gorgeous ladies with me today who are very keen on your lovely ring.
Max is really trying hard to keep it.
The funniest thing is the idea of them being any
very keen
ladies
on your lovely ring.
Okay, so next one, please. Thank you to Peter Manchester for spotting that one on Friday. Any more? Email me. Okay, to the athletics from the weekend now. Water, please. I'm sure Gabby Logan should have been asking Colin Jackson a different question, I think. This is not suitable.
It'd be interesting when we chat to him later to find out exactly what the difference will be.
How hard is it as well when, you know, you've got a man inside you there?
Oh, my God! Come on, she knew.
I don't think she did.
You know, you've got a man inside you there.
Just coming up. The inside, you know what it's like when you're running.
Oh. Ironic, she asked Colin Jackson that.
And now... Oh, that was Beck and Bridgen who saw that one. Back to Radio 4. Ready? Who's whitest at the moment?
Max is dribbling.
Yeah. Max is doing well to hold it in, though, sometimes. Radio 4, and they've started covering some very different stories on the Today programme lately.
Nick Higham is our correspondent who's been following this story right from the very beginning. And the bad news is, Nick, they can't get it up.
Everyone's fine. No hands. Jay, no hands. Okay, more water, please. To Hollyoaks now, and a surprise revelation from Nana McQueen.
I had this cleaning job at the rectory, and just before you were christened, there was a bit of a misunderstanding. The collection box went...
That wasn't even it, but Max has lost it. Can we continue with the clip, please? More water for Max. Okay.
Action box went walkies and I got fingered. Come on, you never dip your hands in the police box.
Nana McQueen there.
Oh my God, I nearly choked. Come on, someone wrote that.
Just enjoy the clips, don't explain what they mean.
Just enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All fine, everyone fine?
Oh, genuinely shocked.
Yeah. Oh.
I got fingered. Mum, you never dip your hands in the priest box. Oh, did I, Eck?
I need to start watching Hollyoaks.
They do. They know.
And
they know.
Next one. Water, please. Anna was listening to Desert Island Discs with author and jockey Dick Francis.
Do you still ride, Dick, if only for fun?
What? One of your favourites from last time you were on In Your Bingo. This one coming up now. And some of the guests seem to have gone missing on Women's Hour with Jenny Murray. You ready? And go.
And now it's time for Women's Hour with Jenny Murray.
Good morning. Where are all the lesbians?
Oh, my word.
Max lost it again. Let me try that again. One more.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah.
Where... Oh,
We have fans that have that as signs now, by the way.
They
come to our gigs with that held up.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Okay,
with
more water.
Pens.
More water, please.
Don't, because I'm soaked now. Come on.
Where are all the lesbians?
Chris is just... Chris more we. Okay. So, back to it. More water. Simon in Paul was watching Total Wipeout on Saturday and was very impressed by this student's confidence in his own abilities.
Scott, is there any bar to how well you're going to do here today?
I don't think so. I'm pretty confident. I'm just going to bash it out.
That's fine. Everyone's fine. Over to Reggie Yates, then, on The Voice, asking some very forward questions.
That's fine. OK, Will, you are known for your sneaky willy tactics. Has there been any sneaky willy?
What was that? Chris is weird again. I've got an all-time classic to play you next. More water, please. Everyone's gone really quiet. Mm. OK. And it's over to the National Lottery with Dale Winton.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
No hands. Max has soiled himself. Okay.
It's his voice.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
That's Greg James' all-time favourite. Okay,
so
one more.
Fairly convinced the answer is head.
One more. Okay.
Okay.
And over to BBC Radio 2, where they're finding out what listeners get up to when they go camping.
I think they're doing lamb and some sort of boulangerie potato. Not entirely.
What? What are you doing, Max? Are you right? Okay, keep going.
Not really sure what it involves. But they're gagging for Kevin and Karen to get there so they can start noshing.
Everyone's fine. Oh, poor Max is really having a bad time.
Oh, God.
Right, I think we're done. Are we done? Oh. One more? Okay, one more.
One more.
Oh, okay. One of my all-time favourites. With Cliff Richard talking about one of his heroes, his musical heroes. Ready? Max, water?
Mm.
Want some?
Mm-hmm.
Over to Cliff Richard now.
I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside him.
That was Elvis talking about that. Everyone's fine. Right, we're done. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Jay, from The Wanted. And thank you for watching and listening. That was three-way innuendo bingo. Is everyone fine?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Well played, lads.
Thank you.
Very well played. Are you all right, Max?
Yeah.
All fine?
Perfect.
Okay, good. Jay?
Oh, it's hilarious. I'm just covered. But yeah, I'm happy.
Okay. Covered but happy. Thanks, The Wanted.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That was a wet one, wasn't it?
It was. It always is with three people.
You know this idea I had a while ago about flogging innuendo bingo water?
I vaguely remember it.
Well, now this is trending worldwide. I'm thinking that there's clearly a demand for this stuff.
There's a demand for The Wanted. What, do you mean the water that they use?
The water that was used, so I've bottled it.
How?
I've just collected all the stuff that was around from the plastic sheeting. And, what do you mean? I bet people would want that.
Seriously? Well, it's been in their mouths?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm giving it away. I'm just deciding what best to do with it now. But I've got a little bottle here, and it's full of Wanted water.
<There's>
so to speak.
There's not much, but
no.
That's just what you managed to get off the sheets, is it?
I'm thinking about this as a little business idea.
Could like, set up a stand.
Innuendo bingo water.
At, like, festivals?
Yes.
You could have, like, a stand selling innuendo bingo
yes,
water.
That's
like
a great idea.
You could set it up at Big Weekend next year.
I mean, it was originally a merchandising opportunity, but now I'm thinking it might have legs, this.
Definitely. Look at it, it's trending on Twitter worldwide.
Yeah.
People love The Wanted. Keep it. Let's just get the water off everyone that comes in.
Good idea.
From the sheets afterwards. Or maybe just ask them to spit gently into the bottle.
Bit weird.
Will that work? Hey, Donna on Twitter, who says, I would pay a small fortune for water that had been in Max Off the Wanted's mouth. How much?
There you go.
How much? We're not putting a price on it yet, are we?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. I don't know the best way to... Because I do think we should test the water, so to speak. It should be maybe something that we go out and try and sell on the streets. And
yeah, we need to set up a stand. Also, I think there would be different prices of water depending on who it is. So maybe your Rihanna's, like, in the pounds, whereas Nev off the call centre on BBC Three, you know, 49p.
Good point. I mean, you'd value Gerard Butler probably... And this is no offence to her, but slightly more than Lucy Spraggan.
A little bit.
Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, not much. There wouldn't be like pounds and pounds.
No, but I'm saying you would probably have a slightly different grade there.
Yeah, you would, definitely. We need to sit down and have a proper meeting about this.
Well, we'll get Deborah Meaden involved. She knows about all this stuff.
Yeah. Bingo water is a brilliant idea. Loads of people want the innuendo bingo water. We're onto something here.
I think we need
to... We're going to be rich.
Yeah, we need to test this out or something. I'll figure something out.
Can we maybe get a cup... So that when someone really famous comes in, we can just cup them.
Yes.
Like just put the cup on their chin so it catches any excess water.
Oh, I see.
Just like a little mouth guard thing so it catches, like a little ledge off of their chin.
Maybe it could be like have a strap which straps around the face or...
Yeah, but like a strap on around the face.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So it can hold it in place, then we can collect the cup and use that, bottle that and sell that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I like it because it's good of you to go through the sheets and get it off that way. But I'd rather just have something attached to them.
I know what you mean because it is really
difficult. It's very time consuming.
It's difficult collecting it off the sheets as well.
It is. Right, I'm playing my big thing now. It's Selena Gomez. Are you loving this yet? Let me know. 8199. This is Come and Get It. See? Yesterday, you were probably like, meh. Today, it's getting better, isn't it?
I still don't think I could fully kind of come out to loving it, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just not there yet. I can't say I really love it yet.
But would you ever be in a position where you would? Maybe, like, we all had to accept that Call Me Maybe was brilliant and come out to that.
I know what you mean.
But you're not saying that that's one.
Like, I don't think
I'm
ready.
To Queen Selena, you not come out for that.
I don't think I'm ready to call my mum yet.
I like it. I like the kind of Bollywood vibe to it as well. Joe's been on. I like it when people have to explain their sexuality because of a song. I'm an 18-year-old straight male, and for some reason I really like this song. We should get some people on air that are ready to come out and say they like Selena Gomez. I mean, you don't have to give your name. We can use the voice changer if you want.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's saying that they had an email inviting them to become a mystery shopper this morning. Do it. You get free stuff. Do you remember when I sent you out as a mystery shopper that time?
Yeah.
With a big thing on saying, I am the mystery shopper. Tis I, the mystery shopper.
And various disguises.
Can we do that again soon, please? I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Right, when you were at school, where did you go on school trips?
I know we went to a zoo at one point. They're always sort of generally coach-related events.
Always on a coach with a really stressed teacher.
Yeah, we talked on Tap End, on 24 Years at the Tap End before, about school trips to, like, Cornwall and Bude and places like that, but every now and then we'd do these odd trips which were sort of local places.
And you went abroad, didn't you? Was that school, like exchange?
Yeah, we went to Boulogne.
Oh, that's right, off the Needy Pens.
Yeah.
We never went anywhere as adventurous as that. I think New Forest once, Isle of Wight, and once up to that London. Now, Chris is working on the show today, saw an interesting poster in one of his local shops the other day. So it appears this group of kids, if you look at the poster, have been on a school trip to visit a kebab shop.
Right.
We've got the poster here. We went on a trip to visit, kebab shop name, opposite our school. We all had a delicious kebab roll and chips. We saw the homemade doner kebabs in the freezer room and were shown how they were made. It was great fun and lovely food.
Oh, so is this like a thank you note that's gone up on the wall?
It is open all through the summer for you to try as well. And there's pictures of all the kids. There's the picture of the outside of the kebab house. Then there's a picture of three kids tucking into the kebab roll, as mentioned. And then, about 10 kids inside, just by the counter, inside the kebab shop. So that was their school trip.
Oh, my word.
I never went anywhere that good.
No, nor did I.
No, just the New Forest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone went on better school trips than me. I do remember going to a bank come to think of it.
Yeah, you see...
Do you think it's just the teachers are like, right, where would I quite like to go? I'd want to see a bank.
Yeah.
I think we did get to see the safe, though, which was quite cool.
I think there's a lot of people who've gone to local businesses. Someone's texting saying that they went to their local butcher's on a school trip. Now, that sounds weird to think of, but probably at the time made sense.
Yeah, Christina went on a school trip to a meat factory, which just stank of, like, she says dog food.
Mm.
And then they made them wear hairnets and paper shoes.
Yeah.
All in the name of education. I think the teacher just wanted to know how sausages were made. So they just went in there. Someone's been to a Chinese restaurant twice on a school trip. Once again, the teacher just wants to go there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Other school trips that are really on, supermarkets and cheese factories. Why? Everyone's on about cheese factories. Still doesn't beat a school trip to the kebab shop, though, I'm afraid.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday, I was amazed that Cara Delevingne now has a pass around her neck that says, Rihanna's friend, gets her everywhere.
It seems, I mean, there must be loads of perks for her by being Rihanna's mate.
She's probably got all the free clothes, all the free foods, probably all the meats in any restaurant that she wants in the land.
And do you remember, we were wondering, like, when she's away from Rihanna, if she wore that pass, what would it get her?
Yeah, does it still work if she hasn't got Rihanna by her side? Because her badge, the thing around her neck, clearly says, Rihanna's friend.
Right, so I wanted to test this out, but I wanted to test it out, you know, I'm a friend of yours. So I decided to make up a pass which said friend of Scott Mills.
Can it show me?
And here is the pass. it's a pretty basic design. It's one of your DJ cards.
Did you have that around your neck?
Yeah, it's one of these DJ cards that, you know, you sort of hand out or you sign, or when people want your autograph and stuff, you can get it signed.
Yeah.
And I've just written in red pen, friend of Scott Mills.
Like, can I just be a bit honest? It doesn't look professional.
It doesn't, but I haven't seen the one that Cara Delevingne was wearing.
Cara Delevingne.
So I've just gone and made my own and then decided to go out there and see what, if anything, I could get.
Mate, hers looks like it's in Times New Roman.
Oh, does it?
It looks, you know, like proper.
Well, it's been typed at least.
And laminated.
Okay, well, I haven't got that, but all the same, it does do the job, I think, this pass that I've made. And then what I did is I just put some string on it and wore it around my neck.
Okay. And where did you go? Various places?
I went to various places.
Okay. Cara Delevingne has got a friend called Rihanna. She's a very famous pop star. And Cara Delevingne actually has a pass around her neck now saying, Rihanna's friend. Just so you know, that's her actual job.
So I've gone out into the streets of London, near to where we work, and I wanted to test out if I made a pass saying friend of Scott Mills, and all it is a picture of you and I've just written it on, what privileges that might get me. I was kind of hungry, so I started with, I wanted lunch.
I got told that if you're a friend of Scott Mills, you get some kind of discount here, is that right? Or
if you're a friend of Scott Mills, you get
some kind of discount, is that true?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, cheers anyway.
I don't think so.
No, apparently not. And
do you think Cara Delevingne would have got that?
This is what I
without
was
Rihanna there, though.
Without Rihanna and just wearing the pass, I'm not so sure.
I think she would have got a...
I don't think so.
Yeah. And he sort of... It was one of those. He sort of laughed me out of there for that. Next up, I thought I'd go get a coffee. See if that would work with the pass.
Hello, I've got a hazelnut steamer, I think it's called.
What?
You know, it's my favourite coffee. The hazelnut steamer.
Not, no, it's we've had this conversation before. It's not even one.
Oh,
where do you see... Right, tell me any coffee shop where you go in and you see it on the board, hazelnut steamer. It's not a thing.
It's an under-the-counter job. Go into a coffee shop, ask for a hazelnut steamer.
To be fair... I have been in there with you before and said, and you've said hazelnut steamer, and they do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is it like, I'm fascinated by this. Apparently some coffee shops, they have like special ones that you don't know about, and they'll only make them if you ask, but they're not never on the board.
Yeah, and so, that's one of them.
Right. So trying that later.
Hiya. Hello, I've got a hazelnut steamer. I think it's called hazelnut and steam milk.
Hazelnut steam milk.
Yeah. Just wanted to check, you don't get any privileges or anything for being a friend of... You've not seen one of these before?
No.
Oh, okay. I was told you might get a discount. But...
No, we didn't get any discounts.
Oh, right. It's weird. They told me if I showed this pass that I might get some...
No, that's a definite no.
No, definite no. I like that I said, you've not seen one of these before.
Definitely no. Yeah, never seen one of these before. Look, I just made it.
So that was a fail as well. But the final thing I thought I would try and get with the pass is a free hotel room in a very posh hotel.
What, that really posh
the
one?
Yeah.
Hello, yeah. I was just looking at potentially getting a room for tomorrow.
Oh, is there some nice violin music in the background?
Yeah, it's that kind of place.
Live violins or just on tape?
On tape.
Hello, yeah. I was just looking at potentially getting a room for tomorrow.
What type of room are you looking for?
Just a single.
Oh, we're getting somewhere. Just a single, is it? For you, sir?
There's no discount for being a friend of Scott Mills, is there? They told me if I showed this, I might be able to get some kind of discount. No. Okay.
No.
Absolutely not.
So it doesn't work, does it? Cara Delevingne. Doesn't work for you.
I think you need to be with the celebrity in question.
I also think you have to be a lot more famous than me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Ash in Bristol has also offered that coffee before. Loves it. But you have to know the jargon, you see. You have to know. You have to be in the know. He's had the hazelnut one. There's also another one called Black Eye, which you can get from some shops. And that's like two espressos. I'm learning loads about coffee. Amazing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Sloth.
Ow.
Oh. How's it going?
Mm-hmm. All good, fam.
Cuz.
You good, though, cuz?
It is. No, that's not the right answer.
No, it's not. No, you meant to say yes, fam.
Yes, fam.
Yes, Kurtz.
How's it going then?
All right. Just had a sandwich instead of a burger. Never makes me happy.
Oh, slimming down a bit.
Well, I never really had a chance because I was kind of caught up doing something else. So right. I didn't want to be late for you guys.
No. So what did you have?
I had salami and
sandwich.
Pepperoni.
This is not like you at all.
No. And I had jalapenos, gherkins.
Right, yeah.
Chili sauce.
Yeah.
Lettuce and red onions.
Quite a lot.
So I might be fighting a little bit.
But you will be making up for it during the show, won't you?
Yeah.
Because you do love a snack break.
Yeah, I do love the vending machine, but once again, it seems to be running low. So if the guys that replenish the machines are listening... Yeah.
Replenish.
Replenish.
That's a big word for me, isn't it, cuz?
Yes,
I'm
it is.
Sick, fam.
Let's play... Let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. It's one of my favourite bits of this show. Yeah. And he's on One Extra at 4, you should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
What about this, though? Is it real or no real?
The third and final series of Celebrity Fit Club ended in farce when, halfway through filming, a new kebab shop opened opposite the health spa where the celebrities were staying.
That's brilliant. So fattest. You guys get
slightly
these...
Slightly fattest.
That isn't fattest, though.
It is a little bit.
No, you're fattest.
You're definitely fattest.
I bet you are, though. But was there a new kebab shop open up... opposite Celebrity Fit Club.
So Celebrity Fit Club was a TV show, right? That was a genuine...
It was, yeah.
TV show.
It was a thing.
Did they open up this kebab shop to try, simply to try and tempt
I
the
think
celebrities
so.
Away?
Yeah. There was one guy, I can't remember his name, but he was on it like three times. It's like, it's not working for you.
Was that Rick Waller guy?
No, but someone like him.
He was on it though, wasn't he?
He was on
it. I think he was, yeah.
And he was like, there was loads of emotional moments with him, weren't there? Where he was like breaking down, he's like, I'm fat.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are fat, cuz. Just deal with it.
But also, if they did a new series, would you be interested?
No. I'm totally happy. If the moment came when I wanted to be healthy and slim and, you know, I'd make it happen.
Mm.
Like that. Instantly.
Mm. I know you would.
I'm totally comfortable.
I know
did
you
they
are.
Open up a kebab shop opposite? I don't think this was done intentionally. But I can see it having a negative effect. So, yes, I'm going to say this is real.
I could see this being a really smart business move.
Yeah.
I can see someone being like, there's loads of fat people over there.
Yeah.
They love kebabs.
Yeah.
I'm going to open a shop.
Yeah.
It might be in a pop-up store.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
It's a good idea if they've
Great
done it.
Great idea.
Real or no real?
Real. Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, boring.
Now, this next fact is about the band who did a live lounge late on Phil and Alice's show last night.
When Birmingham indie band Peace signed their record deal, the only demand they made was for a giant billboard of their faces to be put up near their houses so their mums could see it. The band were most surprised when the record label agreed.
Wow. Can you do that? So when you sign for a label, you make lots of demands, I take it then?
I don't know. I quite like it if you can. Because they don't know. I mean, they've signed you up, but they don't know how successful you're going to be. And you start demanding billboards.
Are they successful? On. Successful?
They're getting big, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good live lounge last night.
How are they spelling their name?
Peace.
P-E-A-C-E.
Right.
Yeah. But do they actually have a billboard to impress their mums?
I think this is true.
I think this is real because this is what I would like to do as well.
What, when you become a pop star?
When I become a pop star, I think this is a good idea.
Are you still pursuing that?
Yeah, it's on.
I know.
It's taking its time.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Yeah. Just to impress their mums.
Good idea.
The billboards went up.
I love that.
But what about this?
Every official communication sent by the US Navy for over 100 years has been written in block capitals.
Whoa.
I love the way he went, block capitals.
Yep, so they just love shouting in their messages. It's all capitals all the time.
Well, that's what they do, isn't it? When they do the orders, they shout.
They do.
Do you know that's why I shout quite a lot on the radio? Because the script's written in capitals.
Yeah.
What I love about you is you do make yourself laugh.
Yeah, that's quite weird, ain't it? It's quite sad.
I like it. So do they just use capitals all the time?
No real.
I'm going to say this is real.
That one is real.
They only used to have capital letters on their typewriters. So a new order's been issued this month saying they're now allowed to use small letters. Before that, the army were not using good anything fact. But capitals. That is a good fact. Is this real or no real? Your last one for this afternoon.
During a 1987 TV interview with Sir Tom Jones, the presenter repeatedly apologised for a delay on the line, which was interrupting the conversation. Later, it emerged that the singer was in fact only in the room next door and just felt a little tired.
We've all done it.
That's great.
Have you ever done that?
Have you fallen asleep on the job? I mean, in this job?
On the radio.
I couldn't possibly say. I mean, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
A couple of times.
Fell asleep?
Mm. Yeah, when I was doing early mornings.
Really?
Yeah, the producer used to find me slumped against the desk. Like, song's finished.
If you can admit it, then so can I. When I used to do Saturday mornings, I used to come in quite a lot, worse for wear.
Yeah.
And my Delisa, who produces my show, would constantly have to come over and smack me around the side of the head of a paper.
Yeah.
And I snore quite bad as well. And I dribble when I sleep. So when I'd get up, there'd be like a big puddle of saliva on the desk, which wasn't very pleasant.
And that's what she has to go through, and she still likes working with you.
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's amazing.
That's not in her job description.
She's like my big sister.
I know, she's cool.
Yeah.
But did Tom Jones have a delay, or was he just a bit tired?
I think this is true because he does his screensaver face very well.
Do, 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 do.
Where he just looks straight ahead. Like he's really in screensaver mode.
He does have a good screensaver face. Yeah. Where it's
I
just
love
like,
that screensaver face. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Unlike my face when I'm resting, which is just moody.
There's a brilliant video I saw the other day of who was it? Was it Morgan Freeman who falls asleep during an interview?
I saw that.
I urge you to go have a look at it.
Really?
Yeah. It's easily found.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman just falling. He's midway through an interview. He just drops off.
I'd quite be impressed if it was mid-sentence.
But it's kind of like, I can't remember who was with him, but it's when the other guy in the interview is talking, he just starts to nod off and you see his head go down.
That's why you should never make your questions too long, because sometimes they lose interest.
Too much,
they're off.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Especially the old folk.
Absolutely, like Morgan.
Yeah.
But Tom Jones, tired? Real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
That one is no real.
Wait!
You've done really well today, Charlie Soft.
I've smashed it. I ain't won for ages.
I know what? I scored 10. Charlie Soft scored 30.
30!
Yes.
Yes.
And how will you be celebrating this?
By talking to you about the Sloth Pod.
What's that?
Well, do you know you've got a podcast?
Yeah.
I kind of copied you a little bit. I said, Scott's got one that comes out every day. I want one that comes out at least once a week.
So you got your you made
Sloth
your demands.
Sloth Pod, it comes out on a Friday.
I like it.
Yeah, I got quite a diva-ish.
Did you? Like, darling, I want a podcast.
It was like, I want a podcast now! What is this? I've got the biggest show on One Extra and I ain't even got a podcast! It was like that. And I was banging on the desk like that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you name it?
The Sloth Pod?
No. Quite creative though. Do you like it?
Sounds like a car.
It is fast like a car.
Mm. And how long is it?
It's like 30 minutes.
Of you talking?
Me talking, telling jokes, laughing at myself.
I might have to download that.
You should download it. It's easy. Just go into your search engine and
type
in...
Where do I go?
Sloth Pod in your search engine.
Oh, that's so
handy. Are you subscribing now?
Or maybe I could go... Could I go to the One Extra website?
It's a bit hard to find it.
No, Charlie. Wrong answer.
Not top priority, no?
No, it's hard. Do you know what? It's hard to find it on there. That's what people have been saying to us.
More important things
so
on
maybe,
there, yeah?
Yeah, maybe they should consider putting it on the homepage.
Yeah, okay.
Well, like they do for you on Radio 1.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go.
Do you want me to stay a bit longer?
Well, you're on in a minute, aren't you?
I've got 7 minutes.
Seven minutes.
I could stay for another six.
You can't.
You won't, because you won't make it in
7 minutes to get to the other studio over there.
10 feet away.
Well, for someone like you, that's going to take longer.
That is so fattest.
You're fattest.
No, you are fattest.
And that was Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. Tomorrow, we're back on Radio 1 from 1 p.m. So put us on when you're having your lunch. Or get this handy podcast for all the best bits tomorrow night. Joining us at 1:45 tomorrow will be Dizzy Rascal. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.